So I've got to tell you that Elizabeth's response to this miraculous end to her barrenness has always puzzled me. She goes into seclusion. That's an odd thing to do. She was barren all those years. And in Elizabeth's time, that was a sign of disfavor with God. It meant that she had been forgotten by the Lord. So when God finally does remember her with a child, favors her with a son who will be greater than Elijah, no less, why would she go into seclusion? And on top of this, the only recorded words we have from her in response to this blessing are really rather ambiguous. This is what the Lord has done for me. If this had happened nowadays, if someone who had been barren for years and suddenly conceives in her old age becomes miraculously pregnant, we know what would happen, right? Facebook. She would have put that first ultrasound picture on Facebook or Twitter, added it to her story in Snapchat. And then ultimately, of course, the reveal party. Does everybody know about reveal parties? All right. These are the new thing. You have the big party around 5 months or so to reveal the gender of your child. There would have been a huge announcement. But not Elizabeth. She goes into seclusion for 5 months. In the Greek text, in fact, it says she hid herself. She hid herself for 5 months. And that sounds even more unusual for a woman to whom God has finally shown favor. So let's just maybe take a pause a moment and put ourselves in Elizabeth's shoes. Maybe we can make a little more sense out of this. Elizabeth was getting on in years. We might think of her in her 50s or 60s, like a lot of us, a few of us. Not really old, but definitely past childbearing, right? She was probably pretty much resigned to the direction her life had taken. She'd probably adjusted her life expectations to not having children and managed her life, made her plans along a different route. I imagine that Elizabeth was a woman pretty active in her church, helping out with the community lunches that get held once a month. Maybe ushering on Sunday mornings, because it's always the men who do it, and why not a woman doing it sometime anyway? Maybe she leads a book group or tutors the kids who come to the church in need of some help. And then one day, Zechariah comes home from work, unable to speak, his eyes filled with, I don't know, fear, disbelief, excitement. And Elizabeth conceives. The impossible becomes possible. Yet all those plans that she had made for her life the path she had set herself on, the places that she saw her life going, were suddenly turned on their head. She goes to her room, no doubt numb all over, shuts the door, and hides there for 5 long months. My God, what have you done to me? Now, in addition to being puzzled by this hiding herself in the face of good news, I've also got to tell you that I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that room for those 5 months where she was hiding herself. Now, some commentators like to romantically speculate that she spent these 5 months in prayer and devotion. No way. No way. My last one came unexpected at a later age. No way. This is a woman getting on in years who was going on with her life, right? She'd adjusted. And now she's been told she's going to have a baby. Her life is thrown out of kilter. More than likely, she is having it out with God, just like Job did, and like a lot of folks did in the Hebrew Scriptures. Why? Why, after all these years, do you pick now to remember me? Why? Life was going just fine. First, they all laughed at me because I wasn't pregnant. Now that I'm an old lady, they're going to laugh at me because I am. Do you realize how old I am? Having babies is what young women do. And even they die in childbirth. What do you think is going to happen to me? I can't do this. I don't want this. And then, in the 6th month, that angel Gabriel, who startled Zechariah in the temple, in the 6th month, that angel Gabriel paid a visit to aging Elizabeth's young virgin relative. And in those days, Mary set out and went with haste and entered the house of Elizabeth and greeted her. So after 5 months of hiding herself, now in the 6th month, in those days, Elizabeth is greeted by the one bearing the Christ. And she comes out of hiding. And she rejoices as that new life within her, that new life that God made possible, leaps for joy. And here you have your very first reveal party. After months of coming to terms with this change going on inside her, after months of coming to terms with the new direction her life is taking without ever being asked about it, After months of coming to terms with the new life God is bringing forth within her old age, barren Elizabeth, she reveals. In the presence of the one bearing the Christ, Elizabeth reveals her joy at the possibility and the promise growing within her. Now, I'm hoping that each one of us will find our story in Elizabeth's. The ways that we wrestle with God over the changes and new directions that happen in our lives when we don't want them. Not so sure often that we even want this new direction, wondering what we ever did to have this happen to us. Today, though, I want to invite you to hear this story as a community. I want to invite us to find our church's story in Elizabeth's story. Us, this community in Elizabeth's story. After all, we are real similar in age to her. We're 56. Not old, but fairly certain now that we're past the point of new life growing within, being born within us. That new life is going to have to come from outside, not from within us. That new life is going to have to come from new people, younger sources, younger people, not those of us who've been around here for 56 years. We're too old. But if Elizabeth's story tells us anything at all, it's that we are never too old for God to call forth new life. Nothing, absolutely nothing, stops God from planting new life in people and places we'd never expect. If Elizabeth's story tells us anything, it's that it's time for us to stop just getting on with our life as we planned and charted it out. And we have got to start realizing that God is doing something new in us now. Something new that is more than likely going to disrupt our routine and all the plans and visions we'd had for our life. And if Elizabeth's story tells us anything, it's that we're going to have to take time, serious time, in which we wrestle and struggle a bit to actually receive the new life that is growing in us, to discern its presence, to hear God's call, sense its stirring and its growth in us. Not wait for it to happen to our younger relative. In this season of expecting, we are called to prepare our hearts and our spirits to receive what God is doing in our midst now. We are called to be open to the possibility and the promise of the new life stirring and growing within us now. It may take longer than 5 months for us to come to terms with this new thing God is doing, but when we receive it, when we welcome it, like Elizabeth, we will find ourselves in the presence of the Christ, And then we can joyfully reveal with her the new life that God is creating in us.